Kuf Yud, right? So we're in the second to last half of the Masechta. Very exciting. Is it? Oh, maybe not. Oh. Another paragraph. Okay, we're still not there yet. Fine. So the Gemara says in the bottom of Kuf Testament Beis, is that where you guys got to? Two dots? Tanya Rabbanan? Okay. Gemara says Tanya Rabbanan, Minayin Lekoein Sheba Makiv Karbonosov Mikole Bechol Esu Bechol Shah Shir. So how do we know a Kohen could come, and even though it's not his Mishmar, you know, where the Mishmaros was broken up into 24, so during those 24 Mishmaros, so anyone who brought Karbanos, those Kohanim, depending if it was their day or not, and their week, they would bring Karbanos. But let's say a Kohen from another Mishmar, he wants to bring a Karban that's not his week, he's allowed to bring his own Karban. Tamalama, the Pasuk says, V'chol avas nafsho v'sheris. Whenever he has a taiva, a desire to bring a Karban, that means, so he could sheris b'shem Hashem, he could go ahead and serve. And when he does that, how do we know the avoda is his and the or is his? What is the mina avoda? Says Rashi three lines up from the bottom, schar avodasa dahainu b'sara, that he gets to eat the meat from that carbon and he gets to keep the or, the hide. Pasuk says, tamalomar, v'ish es kadashav lohia, the person whose kadashim it is, whose karbanos it is, it's his, so he gets to bring it if he's makriv it. So then the Gemara says, ha, okay, how does this work? Im haya balmum. If it's a Baal Mum who's bringing the carbon, nos in the coin, shabosa mishmar. So a Baal Mum coin obviously can't do carbonos. He's possible, the Pasuk in Emor tells us. So the Baal Mum, he gives it to another coin of that mishmar. Whoever is coin is working during that mishmar, vavodasa v'oroshalo. Now the coin who does the actual hakrava, he gets the basar and he also gets to keep the ore. So that can't be a Baal Mum. V'im hayazakein ochola, if he's too old or he's too sick, meaning what? Like says Rashi in the top of Kavyud. He's old and sick. He's able to do the ma'isa avoda, but not able to eat. So what happens there? So no son lachal kohen shiur. So he also gives it to any kohen that he wants. V'avodasa v'ora l'anshe mishmar, and the avoda and the or goes to the anshe mishmar. One second. When I said before l'shalo, must have been he himself.
Rashi is another gear, so that you should also say anshe mishmar there.
Anshe Mishmar in the second case.
In the first case.
In the first case, I mean. So the two Girsalos in this first one, I see the Rashi in the bottom there. When the Baal Mum brings it, does he get to eat it himself, even though he's not being makrivit, or it goes to the Anshe Mishmar? And the second half of the Zakin Erchola, so it's the Anshe Mishmar get to keep the Avoda and the Ora. So now the Gemara wants to understand, Hai Zakin Erchola Heichidami. What's the case where someone who's old or sick, Idamati Avid Avoda, if he's able to do the avoda, so then avodasa v'oranami teve didei, let it be his. Let him keep the avoda, the basar and the or. V'delo matzi avid avoda, and if he can't, if he can't do the avoda, shliach heichem mashve. How could he appoint a shliach? Right, we had the klal. Anything that you yourself can't do, you can't appoint a shliach to do for you. So how does this work exactly? Right, because again, the previous case told us that a Baal Mum the Baal Mum gives it to the Kohen of Oso Mishmar, whoever is working during that week. It's not working through Shlichas at all. There's no Shlichas here. Whatever Kohen works, because again, as a Yisrael, as a Levi, I can't do a Karbon, so how do I appoint a Kohen to be my Shliach? That's what Gemara talks about in general, of a Kohen Shlucha D'Rachman, or Kohen Shlucha D'Didan Anan. We assume it's Shlucha D'Rachman, because otherwise I can't appoint a Kohen to be my Shliach. So the Kohen works on behalf of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So anyone could bring a Karbon, but whatever Mishmar is that week, a Kodesh Baruch Hu appoints them their agents. But when it comes to a Zakein or a Chola, so then it says I could give it to any coin that I want, the whole coin shayirtza, even if it's not his mishmar, which means it's working through shlichas, some other coin whose week it isn't. So now the Gemara wants to know, if the zakin and chola can't perform the avoda, so then how could they appoint a shliach? So they can't give to any coin that they want. It can only make sense to give to the coin of that mishmar. So it says the Gemara, Amar Papa shayachol asosai de dechak avoda. So dechi as able to do the avoda bedochak, he could do it with great difficulty. So then dechi avilei I did dechak avoda. He said once they do it, the avoda, that's called an avoda. If they're able to shecht it, even though it's slow and it's painful for them, they could catch the blood and they could sprinkle the blood bedochak. That's still considered an avoda. So that's why they could be mashvish shliach. They could appoint a shliach to do the avoda on their behalf. But achila dechi achila I did dechak achila gasi. But when they start eating the meat, it's so difficult for them That's called an achila gasa, of achila gasa lav klumhu. That's nothing. Achila gasa does not count as an achila, and that's why mishum hachi avodasa v'orish lanche mishmar. That's why the shliach we appoint could only do the avoda, but he can't do the achila on behalf of the mishalech, on behalf of the chola. So that's why the food goes to the anche mishmar.
I would have thought something more fundamental. That achila is not something that you could outsource. It's not something you could.
Yeah, you can't do shlichus. It's very strange. Why do you need to go through that? There's no shlichus by achila. Every other concept of mitzvah bo yosem and b'shlucho doesn't apply to things that are begufo. So, I was wondering that also. Imagine it asked somewhere in the back here, or maybe in the bottom. I didn't look at all. I was looking at this Tosos for a second here about achila gasa. Okay, we don't need to do this Tosos. Okay. Maybe after that, we'll look at the back of the end about achila gasa and shlichus. So that thing, Mara said, yeah.
So if you can't eat, then it doesn't make a difference. You can do the rest of the avoda. It's like,
right. If I'm able to do the avoda, so I could appoint a shliach to do an avoda, but I can't appoint a shliach to do the achila. So the achila goes to the anshe mishmar of that week. It can't go to the kohen that I appointed. Sorry, Ezra. But I hope it's your week. So the Gemara says, Amar Rashesha says, Im haya kohen tame b'karban tzibur no sin lechal misha yirtza. He can appoint any shliach that he wants to do the avoda, but the eating goes to the anshe mishmar of that week. What's the case? So if there are tahorim, so if the kohen is tameh, he can't appoint a shliach, because again, anything that he himself can't do, then he can't appoint a shliach to do. So if there are tahorim available, he is not able to appoint a random kohen. He has to go through that anshe mishmar. Shlichus doesn't work in this case. So it can't be a case where there are tahorim available. Now, v'idaleka tahorim, if there are no tahorim available, so avodasa v'oru l'anshe mishmar, ha'tameim ninhu, v'lo matzi achli. So if we're talking about where everyone's tameh, so someone who's tameh is not allowed to eat the karbanos. So how come we're giving, so now if the kohen is tameh, and everyone else is tameh, so he could point to anyone he wants now to be a shliach. Because tumah hutra b'tzibor, duchuy b'tzibor, tumah's doche karbanos. So I could appoint any kohen who's tameh to do the avodah. But the Gabi Achila, that Achila is not Doche Tumo. It's not Doche, so therefore, no one's able to eat it. Not Anshe Mishra, but no one's allowed to eat the Avodasa V'Ora, or Avodasa. So Gemara says, Amarava, Eima Libali Mumim Tahorim Shabosa Mishma. Now, so all the Tamim Kohanim are all Tamim. So that's why, as a Kohen Tamim, I can appoint any other Kohen I want, because only Tameim are available, there are no Tahorim available. But they're actually Bali Mum, who are Tahor, and the halacha is that a Baal Mum is allowed to eat, even though the Baal Mum can't do the avoda, he is allowed to eat. So when we say we give it to the Anshe Mishmar, we're giving it to the Baal Mum of that Anshe Mishmar who are not Tamei. So Rashi brings the source here, I think, of how do we know a Baal Mum is able to eat. Says Rashi, the Baal Mum Tahorim, Mischalekis, you could divide the food to them. The Kaim Lum is Zvachim Daf Tzadiches, Ish Chalek Vafilu Baal Mum, Bekachim Uvim Nachos. You're allowed to give them food. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Im Haya Kohen Gadol, Onen, if the Kohen Gadol is an Onen, he just lost one of his seven close relatives, and before Kavura, he's a Dimur Onen. So, No Selachol Kohen Sheyirtza Vavodasa V'Orel Anshe Mishma. He can give to any Kohen that he wants. My Kamashalam Otzichidish, we know the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us, Tanina, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onen, Ve'ino Ochel, Ve'ino Cholik Lechol Lerv. The Mishnah tells us that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to, he himself is allowed to be Makriv even though he's an Onen. Everyone else, all other Kohanim, when they're owning him, they can't do Avodah. They're not Batar Simcha. But the Lach is, Kohen Gadol is allowed to. The Rashi quotes the Pasuk on the side here. I think he does, yeah. It says, Rashi, no son of the Kohen Sheyirtza, the Chavin to Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onin, Dichsiv Lavivli, Malo Yitama. He can't become Tameh. The Kohen Gadol does not become Tameh as opposed to other Kohanim. He doesn't become Tameh to his parents. The Umin HaMikdash Lo Yitze, he doesn't leave the base of Mikdash, Im Meis Avivimo, Havi Onin. So afil hachem kedushas lo yaitzi. He doesn't leave from his kedusha. V'lo yichalel kolomar davodasa sheyavod baninus lo mitzchalel. If he does any avoda while he's a onen, it's not mitzchalel. It's good carbon. So that's why he's allowed to appoint any kohen that he wants. Okay. So why does it go to the anshe mishmar? Why doesn't the food go to the kohen that he appoints? So it says Rashi. Rashi's ve'inu chalik lechol le'erev kishetistalik aninasa. When the aninus goes away. The halacha is
when the day that the mace dies, only those first 12 hours is it daraisa. At nighttime, it's already only midrabanim. Says Rashi, Daninus daraisa enu el yom misa, dechsev vachirisa ki yom mar, ama ein memrias el yom echad, only the first day, not nighttime. By nighttime already, it's only midrabanim. So he's not. That's when we eat the karbanos. So he can't eat at night. So the Gemara says that this doesn't really bring the rye. This is just interesting. He's talking about the. It's only an isser midirabanan for him to eat at nighttime. Midirais, it sounds like he's permitted to eat at nighttime. But since midirabanan, he's not allowed to eat at nighttime, he can't. The kohen that he appoints doesn't eat the karbanos. It goes to the Anshei Mishnah. So this seems to be an obvious point because we're very familiar with the Mishnayos. Rav Ashi wouldn't come along and tell us what's found in the Mishnayos. So the Gemara says, "Sakadai techamina." I would have thought, "Ki chas rachmana aleha the kohen gadol lekuvehu, aval l'shav yishliach lo matzi mashve k'mashplam." We thought maybe the kohen gadol we're chas upon him that he's allowed to. The Torah said he's allowed to be makriv karbanos, but to appoint a shliach on his behalf, maybe that wouldn't be allowed. K'mashplam, he's allowed to. So I'm not really sure what the svar going on here is. Okay, I don't know the chas part. What's the chas? The kohen gadol, firstly, he's an onin. The Torah is chas on him. Why is that considered a chas on his? What's the mercy that the Torah is having upon him, allowing him to do an avoda? And even once the Torah does allow him to do that, why doesn't it allow him to appoint a shliach? Shluchos shel adam kamoso. So I don't know. Rashi doesn't say anything here. I don't think. Right? There's no Rashi. There's no Tosa. I don't know what the chas on his kavod. That's the idea. Chas on his kavod. So maybe only in his kavod. But once he appoints a shliach that's already removed from him, that's not really his kavod. Maybe right. We shouldn't allow it to happen. Very good. Kamash Malan, Shlichas works even for his own cover. Okay, very good. How'd you know that pshat? Just, you learned it enough times. Is that what you want to see what they say here? Must be, they don't say anything here, but I guess that's pshat. Anything there?
No, there's no note.
There's not, okay. Without that, I don't know what other pshat would be. That's very good, I like that. Okay. Mishnah says, a gozel es hager, a person who steals from a ger, b'nishbalo, and he takes a shrew that I didn't steal from you, and umeis, and then the ger dies. Hayreze mishalim keren v'chomish lekohanim. So now he admitted to he was holding to a shvua sheker. Now he owes a keren, chomish, and a karbonashim. Now the ger is dead, and we're assuming he has no yorshim. So who does he pay to? So based on the pesukim, the mishnah says you pay the keren v'chomish goes to the kohanim. They represent the ger, and the ashim goes to the mizbech. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'im ein leish goel lahashiv ha'asham eilav, if there's no one to, no redeemer, no relative to return the money to, so then ha'asham ha'moshav la'ashem, the kohen, the money is returned to a kohen instead, milvad el ha'kippurim, aside from the yom the kippur, namely the carbon asham, asher yichaper above that Allah, that he needs to bring as a kapara. So the Mishnah says, hayamale es ha'kesef es ha'asham umes. Now, let's say the Gazlan is returning the money and bringing the carbon ashram as well up to Har Bayis. And along the way he dies. Umeis. Rashi is Meis Baderech. I don't know why Baderech. I guess if he's only in his house, let's say he set aside the money and only set it aside, didn't leave his house yet, maybe the din wouldn't be the case. So he dies along the way. So what do you do? Hakesef Yinasin Labanov. The money which was supposed to go to the Kohanim doesn't have to go to the Kohanim, it actually goes to the Gazlan's children. Says Rashi, Hakesef Yinasin Labanov. Shel Gazlan, deha zocha ba mimisas hager. Because he was really zocha when the ger died. So really the Gazlan had the money in his hand he was supposed to give the ger. The ger died now. So now really the Gazlan gets to keep the money. Ella, debay le mevet hashava ki echa de teva le kapara la shurasa. But he needs to give some money away from himself in order for himself to achieve kapara. The two elements of returning money. One is to replenish what was lost, from the Nigzal's perspective, and number two is, it's a kapara for the Gazlan. So in terms of the replenishing the aspect, the ger's dead. So now the Gazlan needs to just do a kapara. But Hashta says, Rashi, su leka kapara, came into Mesla, but now he's dead. So there's no Indian of kapara anymore for him, nor his children, so the money stays in the possession of the children. Then the Mishnah says, v'ha'asham yira achi yistayv, v'imachir v'yiplu damav l'nadav. Now the carbon asham, we don't bring a carbon asham after the owner dies. So what do? It's already kadosh. So you let it graze in the field until it finally gets a balmum after old age. Eventually, there's going to be a mum on it. And then once it's a balmum, you can't bring it as a karban. So then you sell the money, sell it, and then that money can be used for a nedava to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says, Nasan ha'kesef la'anshei mishmar u'meis, eino yorshin yicholim lahotzim yadam. So let's say they paid the money, right? The money, he's walking along the way, And then he hands the money to the Kohanim. Then the Goslin dies. So maybe the children should say, wait, that's our money. You shouldn't have given it to us. It's really our money. It says the Gemara Mishnah, it's too late. And the moment he hands it to the Kohen, there's no retrieving it back anymore, even though the Goslin dies. Had he died a few moments earlier on the Derech, then they would have kept it. But once it's handed over, it's his li'olam. Then the Mishnah says, "No say nakesav li'hayariv over ashram li'yadaya." He gives the money to li'hayariv, which is one of the mishmaras, and then he gives the carbon ashram li'yadaya, which is the mishmar that follows. Right, he was mamish at the changing of the mishmaros there. So the last second he gave the kesef to li'hayariv, and then the next moment a yadaya came in. He gave the carbon ashram. Yatzu, that works. Ashram li'hayariv v'kesav li'yadab. If he first gave the carbon ashram to the first mishmar, and only after did he give the kesef to the second mishmar, im kaim ha'ashram, if the ashram has not yet been brought, it's still alive, yakivu b'nei yada. So then give the carbon ashram, take it from the first mishmar and give it to the second mishmar, let them do it. Vim lav, if it's already been shechted, then it doesn't work, yach siv yavi ashram acher, then you have to bring a second carbon ashram. Why? Shemevi gzeilo ad shlo hevi ashamo yata. If you bring the gzela, the money back before the carbon ashram, that works. The kesef is supposed to come before the carbon ashram. But hevi ashamo achlo hevi gzela. If you bring the carbon ashram prior to returning the money back, liyatz, it's not a good carbon. And finally, in the mission, we have nasan es hakeren velo nasan es hachomesh ein hachomesh ma'akev. If you pay the keren but you don't pay the chomesh, and then you go ahead and bring the carbon, that works because a chomesh is not ma'akev in the effect of the carbon, only the keren is ma'akev, the carbon ashram. So that's the Mishnah about gzeila sker. So Gemara quotes a brayse now, Tanu Rabbanan, ashram zeh keren. When the pasuk says ashram, I'm going to read the pasuk on the side here. It says, v'im ein le'ish goel ha'ashiv ha'ashram elav. If there's no yoresh of the ger to return the money to, ha'ashram ha'mushav la'ashem la'kohen. The ashram, the mushav that's returned, goes to Hashem, to the kohen. So the Gemara is Madaik. Asham, when we say the word Asham there, Zeh Karen, that refers to the Karen, what he stole. Hamushav Zeh Chomesh. So those two monies go to the Kohen. O Eino Ela Asham Zeh Ayil. Maybe the Asham, when it mentions here, should really refer to the Ayil, the carbon Asham he needs to bring. Well, my Nafkamina, what's the difference? In the end of the day, he's going to bring the carbon Asham and the Chomesh. So who cares which word refers to which? The Gemara explains it's a very big difference because Midirava, the Amar Rava says Gezel Hager Shechzira Balayla, the Gezel Ger that's returned at nighttime lo yata, doesn't work. You have to return the money during the daytime. It's a big chiddush. Any other Ger, any other Gzela, you can return whenever you want. Gzelas Ger Dafka Bayom lo Balayla, and Echzira Chatzan, if you return only half of it lo yata, doesn't work either. All or nothing. My time, Ashim Kari Rachmana. The Torah refers to the Keren as Asham, has a din of a carbon Asham almost. So if we were to say that Asham doesn't refer to Keren here, then you could say return the Keren whenever you want, you could return in piecemeal. But now that we're saying that Asham refers to Keren, so then has the din of a carbon. So we have to really know what Asham is referring to. The Gemara says, Kishuhu Omer, at the end of the Pasuk, when it says, Milvad Ayel Akipurim, Havi Omer Asham Zekeren. So once we say explicitly in the Pasuk, there's a kapara, there's a carbon of Ayel Akipurim, so then clearly we look back at the pasuk earlier, that asham doesn't refer to the carbon asham, rather refers to the keren, which has a din of an asham. Now it doesn't have a full din. The only halachas we have down here is it can't be brought belaila, it can't be brought chatzayin, but I don't know what other potential halachas there could be. There's obviously not a full din of a carbon. But this does go on the list of things that are not actually carbonos that have dinim of carbonos. What else comes to mind? Yeah.
We're saying the money can't be given back at night, right?
That's correct. The money can't be given. Certainly the carbon can, because carbon has to be bayom tavasa, bayom only. But here as well, even the money can't be returned. So this is another din of something that's not really a carbon, that has a din of a carbon. Any other cases you could think of that have a din of a carbon, even though they're not really a carbonos? An aspect of that being a carbon. I was thinking paraduma, the Gemara says, based on the pasuk called the chatas. Even though it's not really a chatas, has dinim of a kapara and carbon, even though it's shechted out to the base of Mikdash. A whole other halacha, that's one that comes to mind. But there are a few other cases that even though they're not actual carbonos, they have din of kadshim. Okay, the Gemara now quotes a braisa. Tan idach, the other braisa says, Ashim ze keren, hamushav ze chomesh, like what we said above. O einu ela ashim ze chomesh. Maybe the ashim here means chomesh, not keren. We already established it can be referred to the Karban Hashem. But maybe it means Chomesh. My Nafkamina. Gemara says, Lafuki Mimasitzin, to exclude our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Tanan, Nasan Los Akarin, Velo Nasan Los Achomesh, Eina Chomesh Me'akev. So the Chomesh is a Me'akev that bring in the Karban Hashem. But other Rabbi, but the opposite should be the case. Maybe Chomesh is Me'akev. If we say that Hashem means Chomesh, so then Chomesh is very, very essential to the bringing of the Karban Hashem, and Chomesh would be Me'akev bringing the Karban Hashem. So Gemara says, can't be, Kishuhu Omer, when the Pasuk says elsewhere, Veheshiv, really the same parsha here, Veheshiv es Hashama Barosho, Bachamishiso, Chamishiso, Havi Omer, Hashem Zer Karen. So Chamish, what's the drasha here? So it says Rashi is Mishalim Barosh, it says Karen Levado Shu Rosh. No, that's not what I want. No. There's no Rashi here. Either the Pasuk says, Ve'ishivas Asham Barosho, Ba'achimishiso, the Chomesh is separate from an Asham. It's not an Asham, it's two different words. So see, Asham can't refer to the Chomesh, it must refer to the Karen. That tells us that the word Mushav is referring to Chomesh. Then the next Pasuk says, Tani Idach, Asham Ze Karen, Hamushav Ze Chomesh. Okay, we should know that by now. Uvegezal ger akasam medaber, and this pasuk is referring to gezal ger. Oh, eino ela hamushav ze kefel uvgnevas ager hakasam medaber. Who says it's gezelas ager? Where it was an open he robbed during the day when everyone was home, maybe at night time when everybody was home. That's gezelas ager. Maybe it's referring to when no one was home and he was a ganav and he should pay kefel. And mushav is referring to kefel, nothing to do with chomesh. So Gemara says kishu omer veheshivas ashamo birosho. So we're talking about Chomesh, we're talking about a case where there's a carbon of the Rosho. What does Rosho mean? And the Rashi says, Bishalim Berosh, Karen Levado Shurosh. You only pay Karen, there is no additional Kefil. So must be a case of Ger, Gzelasger, where there's no Kefil, and not Gnevasger. Mark quotes what we said above, Gufa, Amar Rava, Gezel Hager, Shechziru Belailo, Lo Yotza, Hechziru Chatzarin, Lo Yotza, My Taima, Asham, Kari Rechmanam. Because the Karen is referred to an Asham, it has certain dinim like a carbon. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Gezel Hager, Sheinbo, Shaver Pruta, Lechol, Kohen, Vekarin, Lo Yotza, Yidei Chavasa. If the returning of the money, the Gzeh doesn't have a Shaver Pruta for each Kohen of the Mishmar, says Rashi, so then Rashi is Mosif Mishalo Hashlem. He has to make sure that when he returns the money, that everyone gets at least a Shavaputa. So we said already before, a Shavaputa is between 1 and 2 pennies, not too much money. That shouldn't be too much. I have no idea how many Kohanim were in a Mishmar, but he has to make sure that when he returns it, that it gets divided up, that everyone gets at least a couple of pennies worth. A couple of pennies worth. The Gemara then says, my time, what's the source for this? The Chsiv Ha'ashem Hamushav. The money that's returned, actually, hey, hashava l'chol koin v'koin, it has to be a return, a ma'isa hashava of a shava pruta to each and every coin in the mishmar. So, by Rava asks, ain bo l'mishmaris yihayariv yesh bo l'mishmaris yadaya. Let's say yihayariv is a very large mishmar, and yadaya is a small one, mahu. So, if you give it during the mishmar of yihayariv, it's not going to be enough for a shava pruta. So if you return it and wait a little bit to Yadaya where there's less people, so each person is going to get more of that money, you will satisfy this requirement of Shavaputa. Mahu, what's the halacha? So hey Chidami, what's the situation here? The Gemara wants to know first. Ilema the Avilai Daya b'mishmaris Yadaya. You gave Yadaya during his mishmar ha'isbei. That can't be the case because that obviously works. There's enough to go around for Yadaya's time, and you give it to him, so then it certainly does work. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha the Avilai Yadaya b'mishmaris Yadayariv. You gave it to Yadaya, you jumped the gun when it was still the Mishmar of Yehoyariv. So, what's halacha? Do we say, Kevin de la Mishmar so huvlo klumhu? Since it's not Yadaya's time, it wasn't considered a good nesina, you have to take the money back and give it to Yehoyariv and add money so that every coin gets at least a couple of pennies. Oldimer, perhaps we say, Kevin de lo chazi le meikara Yadaya kai. Where since when he gave the initial during the Mishmar of Yehoyariv, there wasn't enough to go around, so it wasn't a good nesina. So we say just keep the money there and wait, and it won't be chal until it gets to the next turning of the post to the mishmar of Yedaya. Where ends in a take of the Gemara doesn't know. Okay.
It has to be a case where you also give the korban to Yedaya, right? Because otherwise we say if you do korban to Yehoyariv,
it wouldn't work then. Korban has to go after the money's been given. So then the Gemara says, by Rava, Kwanim Mahu Shechal Kugezal Ger, Kineged Gezal Hager. Let's say two people bring the gezel gerin, they bring the money back. So now do we say, you know what, you take the $10 and you take the $10? Or do you have to say, let's split up all, each one independently. First look at the gezel ger 1 and divide amongst everyone, and then look at gezel ger 2 and divide among everyone. Now, in the end of the day, they're all going to get the same money, I guess assuming the same value of gezel sager, but it's a concept that you don't normally split up karbanos, you get this mincha versus that mincha, you usually take each karban and divide it up evenly amongst the mishmar. So what I want to know, can you separate yichalku gezel ager, can I get gezel ager? Mi amina, do we say asham kari rachmana? It's called an asham, and ma asham ein chalkin asham keneged asham. You can't take one karban asham, you go to that guy, and the other karban asham goes to the other kohen. We can't do that. So the same thing by gezel ager, we shouldn't be able to do that. Af gezel ager ein chalkin gezel ager keneged gezel ager. Ol duma, or perhaps we could say gezel ager mamonu. It's really mamon. And only a certain dinim does have a din of an ashim, but the MS is really mammon, and you divide it up evenly. You could do this gzeilas ger goes to that coin, and the other gzeilas ger goes to another coin. You can do a connected each other. So Gemara answers, Hader Pashte ashim kari rechman, and therefore has a din of a carbon. Rav Acha Bered Rava Masi LeBehedya. He wrote this. He learned such a brice explicitly. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Kohanim ein chokin gezel ger connected gezel ger. My time ashim kari rechman. Same idea. He quotes it from the name of Rava.
By, yeah. Those two people bringing two different gerim?
Yeah, I think that was the case. Does Rashi say?
And there wasn't enough money for you, so you can.
No, I think it was enough. I think it was enough. The question is just, do you have to split up each gzeas ger evenly to everyone? Or could you just say, just to save time, you take this gzeas ger and you take that gzeas ger. And now it's even. You got one and you got the other one. I think that's the case. Gemara says, "Bai Rava Kwanim Begetel Ger Yorshin Havu, O Mekable Matanos Havos." Interesting. So the Ger has no Yorshin, and the pasuk tells us that the Kwanim are supposed to take the money in their place. How do we view these Kwanim? Are they now somehow in the Torah ordained Yorshin, even though they're not biologically, but they have the din of a Yorish, or they're Matanos? It's Manos Kuna for them. You know, whenever there's no other person to receive the money to. And it's just hanging out there. We don't want the gazan to give the money. So Kwanim, who need the money, we give them the extra. So the Ma'nafkamina, what's the difference? Kegon shegozel chametz she'ovar lova Pesach. The gazan steals money, rather chametz, after that went through Pesach. Pesach's over now. It's aser behana. So now what happens? E amris, if you say yorshin havu, that they Kwanim are yorshin, hi the yar say, moris. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, hi nu, hi the, the Yar say, Yerusha zos nafalen, barehe, hulafnaim, it's now in front of them, that's chametz. She'ilo haya ger kayim haya ze omer lo haresh lo chafanecha. We have the din that you could just say to chametz, shavar la pesach, this is yours. So now the Yorushin who have a din of the morish had the same din as the ger in this case, so you could say, haresh lo chafanecha, this is yours. Vi amis, if you say, the makabli matanos havu, matana rachmana denisiv lehu, vahalo kayar vlehu midi, the offer balmahu. You need to give them something. Giving them dirt, giving them chametz at aser is nothing. That's not called a mais in nesina. So it wouldn't work, in which case he'd have to pay money out of pocket, the gazlan. So Gemara says, what's the answer? So Rav Zeira Bai Hachi asked this question. Afilu im tim talomar mekabli matana havu. Even if you want to say that they are mekabli matana, haloi bar lahan, the ha hi matana amarachmana denisiv lehu. That wasn't the shaila. Because it said, the Torah Dafka says, this type of matana you should give them. Harein l'fanem. It doesn't say give them matana of money, they give them matana of whatever the chefta was stolen. So even though it's not a real ma'is natina and nesina in general, you would still be able to return the chamin. So that wasn't the shayla. You know what the nafkamin is? Kikim b'aylan, kagon shenafalo eser behemos begezal ger. The gazlan stole 10 animals from the ger. So now the lach is, you have to take ma'isa behema, mechayiv la'afrushe minayu ma'iser, alo. Do you have to take ma'isa behema or not? If you have 10 animals in 1 year that are born, you have to take ma'isa behema at the end of the year. So what's the difference whether yorish or behema, or makabli matana? So the Gemara says, yorishin havi, are they yorishin havi, damar mar, kanu betfises habayis chayavim. The mission in Bechoros talks about this din. Tfises habayis is an interesting sugya, how we understand that, but when there's an estate, and a father dies, and there's a state that all the brothers have a certain hold of it, the din is that they have to take ma'isa behema. There's a very complicated gersos in that mission here about having to take ma'isa sheni and paying ma'achas as a shekel. rather Ma'aseh Behemah and Ma'aseh Shekel, but just very, very, very simply speaking, and the estate, they inherit Behemah, so they have to take Ma'aseh Behemah. So the Kohanim would have to take Ma'aseh Behemah. Oh, the Umar perhaps would say, Mekabli Matanos Havu, but Tanan, the Mishnah Bechoros tells us explicitly, Halokeach Vanitein Lo B'Matana, a person who buys or is given as a gift, animal, he's potter b'maiser behema. It's a special tour that the Torah has of a makabli matana. So that's the nafkamina. So what's the answer? My. Toshma esimvarba matanos kahuna. There are 24 manos kahuna. Rambam quotes this. People really quote it. It's a Rambam, but it's really a Gemara here. Rambam quotes in the beginning of, where does he find this Rambam? Right in the beginning of one of the, Bechoros. No, but this line of that there are 24 manos kahuna, the 24. So this is the brisa here that Rambam quotes from. So what are the matnos kahuna? 24 matnos. By the way, 24 is a very, very big number in the world of Kohanim and the world of Kadshim. We have the 24 mishmaros, the 24 matnos kahuna, the 24 times. The Gemara says, what else do you have?
The loaves of bread.
Loaves of bread. They're cut in half. Very good. 12 to 24. There are 24 places in Tanakh where Kohanim are called Levim, the Gemara says in a few places. So 24 is a big number when it comes to Kohanim. I'm sure there's something deeper than just making that list. But so what are the 24 Matnos Kuhuna? So Nitna La'aron L'vanov, they're given to Aaron and his children. V'kula Nitnu B'chlal U'prat U'klal. They're all given through drushas of Klal U'prat U'klals and through Bris Melech. That's how we learn all them. Imagine Rashi probably goes through all of them, but that was the main drush that was used. Now, there's not Pnimis in why Dafka that was used. You know, the way they say the Yud Gimel Midos HaShehator Nejeshes Behen line up with the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. They line up with each other. And they also very much line up with the different spheros of Kavachomers and Gzer Shavas is brought down in the Svarim. So there's a lot of depth as to why Prior Klot was used to teach us these halachas. So Gemara explains, Kol Mekayimim Kilo Mekayim Klal Prior Klot Klal U'Bris Melech. Those who fulfill it by giving the Matnos Kahuna, they're fulfilling whatever that means, Klal Prior Klot. And they're fulfilling this Bris Melech. Now, Bris Melech, I assume, is referring to the requirement to put Melech on each carbon. So, looking for Rashi for a second here. If you look at Rashi up here, it's much higher up where we are in the Gemara than where we are in the Gemara. Rashi says, "B'chlal prado klal lechol kachi bnei Yisrael lecha nesunim lemish lemashcha klal." That's a you give it to the Kohanim. That's a klal, and zeh yelecha mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. Prat, it's starting to be a little more specific. Kol matana b'fnei atzma, each matana is specified different places in the Torah. There's a prat. And chol chumas hakadshim chazor klau. V'hadr, then it's written in the end, this is all Parsha Korach, like you said, Ezra. It says, k'siv bris melech olam hu. So this is the din we're referring to. So anyone who's mekayim it is mekayim this klau, prat or klau, u bris melech. And kol ha'over aleim, those who violate it and don't fulfill these mitzvos, kilu over al klal uprat uklal ubris melech. Veluhein. So what are the 24? Eser b'mikdash, 10 are given in the base of Mikdash. Arba b'yushalayim. Ve'es another eser b'gvulun throughout Eretz Yisrael. So what are they? So eser b'mikdash, what are the 10 that appear in the base of Mikdash? The chatas, when the carbon chatas, the coin gets to eat from it. The chatas behema, chatas of, those are two. Asham, Vadai, we bring Asham Vadai, Rashi explains that there are 5 of them. The Kuzelos, Me'ilos, Shivcha Harufa, Nazir, Mitzora. These are the Asham Vadai. Asham Toloi, guy's not sure if he did an Aveira or not. He brings an Asham Toloi, that also goes to the Kohen. Zivche Shalmei Tzibor, referring to Rashi's Kivsei Atzeres that we bring on Shavuos. And Velog Shemen Shal Mitzora, that Mitzora brings the oil. Mosar Omer, the leftover from the carbon Omer. The Shirayim, the She'el Lechem, the two Lechem that's brought on Shavuos, Lechem Apanim, every single Shabbos, the Shiar Minachos, all the leftovers, every single Minchah that's brought, they get to eat it. Now, what are the Arba B'Yushalayim, the 4 that in Yushalayim, HaBechora, the firstborn animal, Bechor Behema Torah, that is, HaBikurim, the first fruits of the Shivas Aminim for each year, HaMurim Min HaToda, the Chazer Shok, that's taken off of each of the Shlomim, and the El Nazir, the Oros Kadshim, the El Nazir from the Nazir brings, and then the Oros Kadshim. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is 5. I remember Shachta saying there's a whole calculation how you figure it out, because there really aren't 24 here. There's more than that, but they have to figure out how do you do the calculations. So I don't know how it works exactly here. If you like couple Bechor and Bikurim together, or may Murim Metoda ve El Nazir together, does Rashi say? Yeah, see, look at Rashi two wide lines down. It says Rashi, Hanich Tarti Todav El Nazir, Mishum Didamin Lahadada. They're very similar. Chashiv Lahu Bechada, Kedamar Beshchitas Chulin Beperkazra. They're counted together. And I imagine other Rishonim count them differently. And then Asar Begulin, the 10 that appear in the Gvulin, Truma, Trumas Meiser, Vechala, Rishis Agaid, Matan is referring to Zerol Lachayim Vekeva. Every Chulin animal, this was 2 weeks ago, Parsha Shoftim, that every Chulin animal, the Zerol Lachayim Vekeva, go to the Kohen. Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Peter Chamor, Sadeh Achuza, Steh Haramim, Vegezal Ger. So we see all these things, there are 24 Manos Kuna. I didn't count all them if they're 10 or not. But in the end of the day, the Gemara says, "Bakari, Bakakari mias matana shmamina mekable matanos havu shmamina." And on the list of these 24 matanos is, of course, Gzeiras Agir. So therefore, it must be mekable matana. And since it's mekable matana, so the Kohanim, if they were to receive 10 behemos, they would be pater from taking meiser behema because the lekuach is pater. But they would be considered a good matana in terms of even though it's a chametz, might be, let's say, aser b'hana. We said above that's considered hareishal chalfanecha. One would satisfy the hashava. Okay. We will stop here. I want to look in the back about that shlichas. I didn't do the chazar. Let's do the chazar quickly. That's okay with you guys. Quickly, the chazar is, we spoke firstly about the din of giving a kohen, that you could give to any kohen that you want of the mishmar. You have the right to choose of the kohen themselves. They could choose any, they could bring it whenever they want, and they could choose any kohen that they want. But let's say they can't do one or the other. They can't do the achila, or they can't do the avoda, so then they can't perform shlichas, and they can't decide who to give it to. Then it will go to the general part of the mishmar. We spoke about a zaken and a chola who could do the avoda bedochek. So an avoda bedochek does work, but an achila bedochek doesn't work. That's called an achila gas. We'll look up at the trila in a second. They spoke about a kohen tameh. They use tameh. He can't appoint another shliach. But if everyone else is tameh, then he can appoint another shliach because there's no tahorim available. But he can't appoint a shliach to do an achila because someone who's tameh cannot do an achila. They spoke of kohen gadol could also appoint anybody he wants if he's an onin. And we had the whole long mission about Gzeilas Hager, but all the various dinim, I can't go through all the dinim, but in the end of the day, he brings a Karen, Chomish, and Asham. And we said that the Karen that he's brought is called an Asham, and they're nafkaminas that has the dinim of a carbon. You can't bring Balaila, and you can't bring Lachatzayim. And we said that the Chomish is Ma'ai. Chomish is not Ma'akev the carbon, but the Karen is Ma'akev the carbon. And then we had a Shaila about bringing during different Mishmaros of Yahyariv versus Yahyadaya. We had that whole Shaila. Then we have Shaila about being a mechalik gzeiras ger connected another gzeiras ger, and we paskin that it doesn't work because gzeiras ger has a din of an asham, and you cannot be chokin zeh connected zeh like any other carbon. Then we have the last Shaila was whether or not the gzeiras ger, the kohen who receives, is a din of a yorish or a din of mekabli matana, and we concluded based on this price of 24 matanos that he is a din of a mekabli matana and would therefore be pater from taking meiser behemoth. Okay, everyone have a